You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Maxine Natong, author of the book Change or Die, The Business Process Improvement Manual. Maxine is the CEO of E-Inc. Global and is a certified evidence-based coach, facilitator, and business process improvement expert. Maxine, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. Why write a book on business process improvement? I'd like to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, this book is a culmination of my work experiences as a certified management accountant and a facilitator. It really shares the experiences that I've had in the business process improvement field and the successes and failures that I had while working on projects and as a consultant as well. I wrote the book really to dispel any myths about who is qualified to do a business process improvement. I want ordinary people in ordinary jobs to know that they have the power to make changes to the way things are done on a daily basis in their organizations. As I say in my book, no one ever hired me to do a business process improvement project. I just applied theories that I knew to everything that I did and made positive changes to how things are done in an organization. So the book is really to empower people and encourage them to ask questions on a daily basis about why they're doing something, challenge how it is being done, and to make a difference.
So what would be different about this book?
What is different about this book? Several things. One, the book really calls for an internal team to look at their processes. Most times, business process improvement is seen as the realm of consultants, but this book is really saying, hey, what, your people are creative enough, intelligent enough, they have a vested interest in what is going on, so they need to look at their processes, they need to control that. All the organization needs to do is line up behind them, commit to giving them the power and the freedom to make the changes that are necessary. What is different about this book is that this book makes me irrelevant because I am basically lifting the veil on what consultants do and empowering teams to do it themselves. So hopefully nobody calls me after they read the book. What they will go and do is just work the book in their organizations and improve their processes.
How would a company know that it needs to improve its processes?
Well, that's a good question. And off the top of my head, I will say if a company has been doing the same thing for the last 5 years and no changes have been made, they probably need to stick a pin and look at their processes. Also, too, I think that in the book, actually, I actually do give two very good tools in which people can look at their organizations. One is reports. Now, most organizations would have spent millions of dollars getting a technological solution, whether it's SAP or Oracle-based, whatever it is, so that people could make decisions and get information to make better decisions. If anybody in the organization is maintaining a separate database from that system, it means that either people need to be trained on the system, the way the process is being worked right now, it doesn't include the system, or that people don't understand how to use it. So that would be a signal for a business process improvement. Also, to any organization that has lots of overtime, a backlog of work, if it is that strategic projects are not being done because managers spend most of their time doing operational stuff, that organization is ripe for business process improvement. And if you go to my website, there is a test that anybody could take to look at how their organization works, and they could decide for themselves whether or not they need to improve their processes.
Today we are joined by Maxine Natong, author of the book Change or Die, The Business Process Improvement Manual, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Maxine, after a company improves its processes, then what?
After a process is improved, it really needs to be monitored and evaluated. Monitor means check the health of the system from time to time. Check the reports, do an internal audit, see that procedures are being followed. An evaluation, then we look at the audit results. We establish why are the results like that and what exactly are the results saying to us. at each point, whether it's monitoring or evaluation, the process team members need to be involved. And as a result of the evaluations, the teams will make make decisions about whether they need to make changes to the process, whether they need to train people, or they need to change out their systems and keep this going. Maybe every 6 months they can do this and just continue looking at their processes. We think that business environments are so dynamic that we have to keep our processes dynamic.
And what can a reader do after reading the book?
Well, there are many things. And I wouldn't want the readers to wait until they finish reading the book because it's a bit to read. Actually, after any chapter, whatever is the theme of that chapter, a reader should be able to do. So, for instance, while reading a body gap analysis, they can actually do a review of their company's mission and vision statements and establish what they need to get their company there. After a reader reads the chapter on documentation of procedures, they can actually go and perform the procedures themselves. So everything in the book, there are templates in terms of how to do it, and there's an example of what the expected outcome should look like. So wherever you are in the book, whatever it is said, we show you exactly how it is, and you can do anything that is in the book.
If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information and also pick up the book as well as be in potential contact with you online.
Well, the book is being sold right now on Amazon.com. There's also a Kindle version. It's also on Barnes & Noble, their website as well. And you can drop me a line at enhanceinc@yahoo.com or go on my website, www.einkglobal.com, and drop me a line. I always respond to readers, and I would love for everybody to be able to do this in their organization.
Very good. And in conclusion, what is one thing that we all can immediately put to use?
I think that if each of us were to walk into our jobs tomorrow with the belief that we have the creativity and intelligence to make a difference, I think that's one thing that I'd love for everybody to do. And once we believe that in ourselves and believe that in the people we work with in our teams, that will make a huge difference to the way our organizations are run.
We've been speaking with Maxine Atong, author of the book Change or Die, The Business Process Improvement Manual. Maxine is the CEO of E-Ink Global and is a certified evidence-based coach, facilitator, and business process improvement expert. And the website of reference, once again, is simply einkglobal.com. Maxine, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot for having me, Eric. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.